Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Well, I'm still here at Jodrell Bank, which is south of Manchester and which is the headquarters of the Square Kilometre Array in the UK, and I'm here with Jeff Wagg, who is the project scientist with the Square Kilometre Array project. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Good afternoon, Ketchel. Great to see you here.
And Jeff is a scientist, an astronomer. And presumably you were drawn into this big Square Kilometre Array, massive radio astronomy project, because you have a particular scientific interest. Are you going to tell us, what is your particular scientific interest?
Well, among my many scientific interests, one of the things that certainly drew me to this project was that question of trying to understand how the first galaxies formed in the first billion years or so after the Big Bang. And this is one of the questions that we can uniquely address with low-frequency radio observations.
And so this is what happened right at the beginning of time, or quite close to the beginning of the Big Bang?
Soon after that period that we can see in the cosmic microwave background, these temperature fluctuations that have been measured by recent satellites such as Planck, there's a big lacuna in our understanding of what happened.
So I'm going to stop you there, because what we're talking about is after the Big Bang, we can't see much because there wasn't any light. Is that right?
That's correct. So this is a period often referred to as the cosmic dark ages.
The cosmic dark ages, and how long did they go on for?
That's one of the big questions that we don't know the answer to. There are predictions. There are certainly models that make predictions for how long that period lasted. But to answer that question, we really need to build these big radio telescopes like the SKA.
And they're going to be able to somehow penetrate this darkness and find out what went on there?
Specifically, the SKA or the SKA low component in Western Australia will actually allow us to study the period after the Dark Ages, referred to as the Cosmic Dawn. Without going into it, to really get back into the Dark Ages, we're going to need to build radio telescopes on the dark side of the moon, but that's probably an interview maybe for another day.
But this is extraordinary. So we can now see back in time to the beginning of the first light, which is the cosmic dawn, and then you can use that information to try and find out how the first galaxies were formed.
Absolutely. Not only how they formed, but how they impacted the gas in the surrounding, what we call the intergalactic medium. And this is, again, something we can uniquely study with these observations of the red-shifted 21-centimeter hydrogen line. And so we see this in our own galaxy. We see this line in nearby galaxies.
So all light is not the same.
All light is not the same.
And when the light comes in, you can examine that light and you can say, oh, this has got a special signature, or this has got a special complexion, so it must have come from a long time ago. Is that more or less?
Yes, and certainly different molecules and different atoms will have light emitting at different frequencies. And so by seeing something that we're used to seeing in the nearby universe at a much lower frequency, that tells us that that light is being emitted at a much earlier time in the history of the universe.
So then you can use all of that material to build up a picture of what the very, very early universe was like, and this is what you're interested in.
Exactly. One of the ultimate goals would be to make actually a three-dimensional movie of how this gas is evolving.
A movie of how the universe
A three-dimensional movie, absolutely, yes.
So this is your goal in life, to create this?
This is one of the goals that all of us are working together to achieve.
That's an incredible goal to have. So you can think about this at the end of the week and you think, well, what happened to my week this week? And what you can say, Jeff, is that after all your accumulated weeks of being a scientist on this project, you might be somewhere close to creating a movie of the formation of the universe.
The formation of the early universe. Yes, absolutely. I think it's the kind of thing that keeps us getting out of bed in the morning.
I'm really glad you've come to talk to us on Fine Music Radio about this passion, about this interest. It's quite an unusual one, but it's pretty cool.
Yep. Oh, thank you very much, Ketchel.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.